Hello, welcome to everybody for this press conference by Prime Minister Miro Cerar, who will present his position, his views and information regarding the topical themes of migration and the last European Council. Thank you very much. After this important European summit, I have decided to present in some more detail our activities by now. First of all, I would like to say that since October last year, when Slovenia was hit by the migrant crisis and refugee crisis, we started many activities facing this crisis, and we are continuing with this also at present. In the meantime, you know that we were quite successful in controlling the flow. We expressed solidarity and humanity, but also strived to guarantee security of our citizens. In this time, in addition, we were also active in the international arena within the European Union and in a broader context. Here I refer to the region, to the Western Balkans, of course, as well as some other regions when we were talking with the countries from where this crisis stem, such as Syria, Africa, etc., etc. As already said, Slovenia was very active in many respects, and what is important here is that we were successful. We have quite some positive results. Our initiative to the European leaders and the leaders of the so-called Balkan route was listened to, and it was sustained and supported by the majority of stakeholders. And this initiative, by now, is the only initiative that is now starting to be implemented. All other commitments from Brussels, I have to say, are important. They are directed towards the right goals, but they have not yielded any results and reactions by now, whereas our initiative really is now starting to be implemented along the Balkan route. Let me remind you what the initiative contained. I suggested to the European leaders and to the countries along the Balkan route to first reinforce and strengthen our assistance to Greece. By doing so, I tried to increase the Union's direction towards the support to Greece, because to stem irregular migrations, this is really the most important factor, because these people are coming to Europe and to Northern Europe through the Balkans. Greece, as the first Schengen country, was pointed out also because I believe that it was important for us and for the action plan between the EU and Turkey to start being implemented. It should have been implemented already before long, but we certainly hope that it will really be done in the near future. Whereas my initiative, and this is its characteristic, before the action plan between EU and Turkey is not implemented, before Greece has not adopted the necessary measures at its external borders, I have suggested that between Macedonia and Greece, some additional so-called second line of border control be implemented, which would contain the irregular flows that are then going towards the Balkan and Europe and the North. The essence of the initiative was to help, on the one hand, to Greece to secure European external borders, but on the other hand, to, with this second line, prevent the countries along the Balkan route, the Western Balkan countries, come into a conflict due to the migration flows that may increase in spring. In this sense, we could also reinforce the Schengen area. We see that some internal controls are now already being implemented so that the Schengen area remains as it used to be. To be able to realize all this, we will have to, and we have to cooperate intensely. That's why I have contacted, through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and with the support of the Ministry of the Interior, and in my direct contacts with European leaders and the leaders of the Balkan countries. So I have been in contact with all of them personally, tried to present them this initiative and explain why I thought it was really important. And the last, some days ago in Brussels, this initiative was really supported and sustained as an important additional measure. For Slovenia, this is very important in the entire context of the migrant crisis. And this can also be an important measure that complements the EU-Turkey action plan, the efforts to calm down the situation in the countries of origin and implement a better control along the borders. In addition to that, I was criticized in some way. There were some questions, but I persisted in sustaining this initiative, and during the working dinner I had with the leaders, with the highest representatives of the Western Balkan countries, and Donald Tusk, the President of the European Council, Mr. Juncker, the President of the Commission, and some commissioners, Ms. Mogherini was there as well. So this initiative at this dinner was presented in detail. The dinner was convened at my request, and this idea of an additional measure was supported, and it really, quite a lot of attention was paid to it in the following days. This is why I believe that this initiative was supported not only by the European Union, by the presiding country, the Netherlands, but also by the Visegrad Group. So this is really a case where, in practice, we can say, something is being implemented and realized which aims at stem the irregular migrations while not stopping the migrants at the door of the doorstep of Europe. Of course, the Union has to, in accordance with its values, has to admit all those that in this way save their lives and who have founded reasons to flee from where they are fleeing. So we are closing the door only for those who are members of so-called irregular migrations. The time is running out really quickly. This is what I pointed out also in Brussels. That's why it was not possible to wait and to wait for some additional visions that some leaders have that should bring about a better, an improved situation. Above all, the situation in Turkey and our action plan with Turkey. But if we don't do anything, every week that goes by means even greater tensions in humanitarian and migrant sense. If the borders start closing down, as they are already in some places, between Sweden and Denmark, between Austria and Slovenia, for example, all this leads towards economic damage, towards really bad economic consequences, but it also means that it can mean the disintegration of the Schengen area as well as of the European Union in the long run. Whereas from the point of view of the Western Balkans, we can say that this can give rise to tensions and conflicts that we really need to avoid. So we have to take into account the entire picture, and my basic intention was and is the security to guarantee the security of Slovenia, of the European Union, and to do what Slovenes always were good in, namely the solidarity and humanitarian aspects. Here I would like to stress some elements. Slovenes can really show deep empathy and solidarity. This has been proven many times in the past. And also in this case, in this very concrete case, we have to understand that the migration flow does not only mean migrants coming for work here or even coming with some other intentions. No, there are really people among them who suffer a lot, women, children, that have to get some assistance and help from the European Union. We have to assist these people either in transit or in Slovenia itself. So this is why this humanitarian stance This feeling has to be maintained, and we have to persist in these efforts. Of course, there are people who are not certain what will happen. People can be afraid. Yes, I understand. Many fears are also being reinforced by some. And this is why I would like to reiterate there is no reason for any such fears. Almost 500,000 people went through Slovenia in transit during this time since October. And during all this period, we have controlled the flow in such a way that it was not problematic for the functioning of the state as such. If there are problems, we solve them immediately. Furthermore, there were no incidents, security incidents. We secured people, their property, public order, and this is what we intend to do also in the future. So there is no reason whatsoever to listen to those who at present, when we really have to be united and comprehensive also and understand people, so we really don't need to listen to those that are trying to incite additional intolerance, incite xenophobia, hatred, fear, which is all these things are not based on any real true happenings. So all those that do so have no founded reasons. They do that for some other reasons that are not to the benefit of Slovenia, to the state and its people. This is why, again, I call upon all to stay calm, to stay tolerant, and really follow what I have said. Let's maintain this spirit of solidarity, of help, assistance, while at the same time I can guarantee you, as the Prime Minister, that the security will be maintained and guaranteed also in the future. Because we must not allow that the security of our citizens, of our people, be threatened, that their property or even something more be threatened. So that's why we will really strive to maintain this situation also in the future. And let's not forget, our Constitution is the instrument that we have to follow. It does not, our Constitution does not allow any intolerance. It does not allow any incitement to hatred, etc. It is not in the spirit of the Constitution. If we use a situation of some people to incite them to speak against what we are trying to do in the humanitarian vein. So I might say that by now Slovenia already had quite some capacity as far as the space is concerned for these migrants when transferring Slovenia to be taken care of with food, water, health services, etc. And here I would like to reiterate my thanks and my words of gratitude to all those that were included into that, implied into that. Thank you to the police, thanks to the army, to the civilian protection, to all the NGOs that were involved, the municipalities. Thank you to all the volunteers, the Red Cross, Caritas of Slovenia, that were really strongly involved in all this. This is the image of Slovenia, not something else inciting hatred one against the other, etc. No. And speaking in favor of non-constitutional solutions and non-reasoned solutions and measures. That's why in the spirit of our Constitution we have to support tolerance, help people and allow them, when they come to Slovenia, to be taken care of here. And that's why now we are trying to find new capacities, new locations for these people to obtain health, the necessary services temporarily, to go through the proceedings that are necessary, etc. Certainly, these people will not be people that will not threaten the security of our nationals. If there are any threats, if there are any indications of such activities, they will be removed. Let me repeat, we had almost 500,000 of people transiting Slovenia, and by now we had no incidents, and the police and the army will see to it also in the future.
It is also true, however, that we need to talk about these issues. The government is trying to hold a dialogue every day. The representatives of the ministries go out, are present in the field. They talk about the possibilities where such capacities could be set up. Primarily, these are capacities that are within the competence of the state, but there may be a need for some additional premises. There's a question of where to accommodate small children who are in need of help. We need to find a place for them, and that's why I call upon each and every citizen to be tolerant and not to incite hatred, but to talk about this so that I can promise you will be constantly in touch with the local communities, with the mayors and so on. We will take note of concerns and so on, because I don't see the future for Slovenia if we are afraid of someone, or if we are without any need preparing for a conflict, because Slovenians are a peaceful nation, a nation that can take care of its own security, and I am convinced that this is going to be the case also in the future. This concludes my introduction today. I would only like to add that I believe that it is important that Slovenia, through its international activities, led to the first efficient and coordinated activities. You have Austrians, Croatians, Serbians, Macedonians that are involved in this activity. Then we also have a group of countries like the Visegrad countries and those more distant, who may be also engaged, but we must be able to provide security to our citizens and to take care of managing the flow here. At the same time, we are showing that we do care what happens in the broader region along the route, because, of course, there are some other countries along the route that are faced with a heavy burden of the migration flow, and I am now referring to the Austrian restrictive measures that have resulted in our response, in a stricter response by Slovenia, and we are now implementing the Schengen regime. But all this to protect Europe against internal tensions, to protect its culture, good relations, and so on. So this is the objective of our activities and of our initiative, which, as I have mentioned before, is now being implemented. Thank you, Mr. Prime Minister. And now we'll take your questions. Kanal A, you will be the first. Michał Resnik from Kanal A. So first of all, Mr. Prime Minister, you have said that you were faced with certain pressures with regard to your initiative. So can you say who has put this pressure on you and why? And I would also like to hear whether the initiative is already being implemented on the Greece-Macedonian border. We know that Austria has already started returning migrants and so on, and whether Slovenia is going to introduce quotas and in what kind of a form, what will be the figures and so on, and whether you have discussed this in Brussels. In Brussels and previously, there was a moment where some few countries were not happy when they learned that this plan will be implemented. That was Greece. Certain questions were raised, and also some pressure was put on Slovenia to give up this initiative and to try to find a new solution. But I was very determined. I rejected this pressure, and I have very much emphasized that we need to implement the EU-Turkey action plan, that we need this implementation, and that we need to set up this control of irregular migration in order to have joint and effective control. And this has sent a clear message to all those smugglers or traffickers who make profit out of people in distress, that they will not be able to continue with their activity. It is true, of course, that this story has not ended yet, but it is true that stricter checks have already been introduced on the Greece-Macedonian border, and that there is a regular exchange of information at all levels, especially at the operational level. And it is also true that after I have set out all the reasons and after all the meetings also with the leaders of the Visegrad Group countries, and I have been emphasizing that this initiative is complementary, and while other measures are being implemented, our initiative will complement them. And in February, when I attended the donor conference on Syria and I met with TASC, with the Netherlands Prime Minister and others, I was told that the Slovenian initiative or proposal is being understood and that is seen as a good solution, something that can be taken as a model. So we have been stressing the points of our initiative, and in the end, nobody was against it. Now it is being implemented. Of course, Austria was criticized because it implemented certain demanding measures. However, I do understand the Austrian action because they were in distress. And as I have said very often, we are also going to take suitable measures. And now about quotas. Quotas have not been defined yet, at least not in terms of figures. The Austrians have said something, but this is a dynamic thing. So, of course, we need to speak about figures as well. But what is important is that we stem the flow of irregular migration. So migrants coming from safe countries, migrants that don't have to come here, but then we have to provide assistance to those who come here for humanitarian reasons, and we must also help them integrate well in the European society or integrate in their countries of destination. Now, Dnevnik, I have a sub-question because my colleague has already raised the question in the form of quotas. So I would like to ask you whether you can tell us how many asylum seekers Slovenia can accept. We know in the case of Austria, we are speaking about 100,000. In the case of Germany, 1 million. And we know about Hungary. So what about Slovenia? Well, of course, Slovenia has a well-established rule of law. We also respect international conventions, so we take applications for protection seriously. But you should also know that Slovenia is not the first safe country or the first European member country that a migrant enters. So rules are being set up according to which Slovenia is going to process the asylum seekers. Of course, we are going to speed up these procedures within the legislation. But of course, Croatia and other countries have exactly the same duty. This all goes all the way down to Greece. So of course, we are speaking about complex situations. There are people who would like to apply for asylum in Germany or in some other countries, including Austria. And then there were only few cases when they asked for asylum in Slovenia. But in accordance with the legislation, we are going to take into account all the legal facts, and we will also request that all the countries along the route respect the asylum legislation. And should it be established that a country does not respect this and do not make it possible to apply for asylum, Slovenia will have to react suitably. And we are prepared for this, but at the moment we can cope with the situation. The colleague first. What is the total cost for the state of a person that applies for asylum, and what everything is included in the costs? Well, there are several elements that are being calculated as a cost. You will have to ask the competent ministry. They also have all the necessary records and so on. So at the moment, I don't have the figure with me, but the number, the costs, information on them is available. Well, you have said that other countries along the Balkan route must also respect the legislation. Well, it has already been pointed out that neither Greece nor Macedonia or Serbia do not have the suitable asylum procedures. And the European Court for Human Rights has already prohibited the return to Greece, and for others the situation is even worse. So how can you comment this? Well, if a member state does not have a suitable asylum system, it must set it up immediately. This is not acceptable. It is not acceptable to have such arguments, especially if we are speaking about a safe country, to have such arguments against other European countries. So it's an issue of solidarity. And here, Slovenia has been a role model. And this includes also relocation and resettlement. Of course, we will do the relocation and resettlement once the transit ends. But the fact is that through its own actions, Slovenia has shown that it can act with great solidarity. It has received assistance from other European countries, and it does so itself. So I don't see why this solidarity could not be implemented in other areas of asylum. So when we have a safe country where, for instance, there are no serious problems, of course, it's always a problem to find a job, but if there's no reason why to send these people forward along the route just to get rid of them, we will insist that the country that must respect humanitarian and European values also does so. And Slovenia has done even more, and I believe will continue to do so in the future. But we must significantly stem the flow of irregular migration. And as I have told you before, we have launched now this process. We have started with this, and I hope that it will continue. We have three more questions, Muriel, Al Jazeera, and Vecir. You have said before that you can manage the situation in Slovenia, but in practice we can see that it's different. The armed forces have received certain powers from the police. We still have defense. So how can the citizens believe that the situation is calming down? What will happen when hordes of migrants storm our borders? Thank you very much for this question. So, with nearly 500,000 of people that have crossed Slovenia since October, nothing has happened, as you say. I can tell you what did not happen. Nothing bad happened because we managed the situation with the assistance of the civil protection forces, the armed forces and the police and the technical barriers. We were able to manage the situation because you should not forget why the mini summit was convened on our initiative in Brussels in October. Why? Because we established and we recorded with a camera unacceptable arrivals of groups of migrants that were sent by the neighboring countries to cross our green border and so on, because these migrants were hungry, they were cold, they didn't know where to go. And because our police was so well prepared, we were able to cope with this too. It was not the intention of Slovenia to put up fences. That's why we are replacing them with panel fences, so significantly different fences. But you should know that with the technical barriers, we have redirected the flows to the point of entry so that everything was well managed. This has also provided with the possibility to have a proper accommodation and care taken of the migrants. And the President of the European Commission convened this mini summit on our request. We reviewed the situation and they all requested better coordination between the countries along the Balkan route. And ever since then, every week report to Brussels, we report to each other on our activities. And then there was my initiative in the form of the letter that was presented to the EU leaders and also at the London Donor Conference for Syria, where I met with Mr. Tusk and the representatives of the Visegrad countries, for instance, and many others. And unless we even further improve coordination and impose measures on the borders in the south, we will not be able to set up effective checks. So first of all, the measures that were implemented by us, then the measures that we requested and where we were successful in coordination with others, and then this new cooperation all the way from Macedonia to Austria have delivered good results. But of course, there's still room for improvement. There's still a lot of work to be done. There are still certain issues that are not fully coordinated. But we should also not forget that we still expect that Turkey will do something more, because after all, the funds have already been collected. And now it is the Turkish task to stem a significant part of the irregular flow, especially the flow across the sea. They must stop the smugglers. They must stop people that do not meet the criteria for entry. But of course, in the beginning of March, we are going to meet again with the Turkish Prime Minister in Brussels to see what has been achieved, to review the situation, to see what has happened also with the activities based on our initiative. But if this cooperation with Turkey will not work well, then we'll have to use even more this cooperation along the Balkan route. and the irregular migration flow must be restricted, and we will use all the legal means, we will use all the suitable means, and if the flow will be reduced, as we hope it will, then we will be able to also remove all the technical barriers through time.
Počinje rasprava u parlamentu, razgovarat će se o aktivaciji 37. članka, no dio javnosti ima primjedbe na njega. Posljednja je pučka pravobraniteljica početkom mjeseca zatražila obustavu zakona i poslala na Ustavni sud. Nije došao odgovor, pa me zanima, mislite li da bi Ustavni sud što prije trebao razriješiti eventualne nedoumice? I drugo pitanje, uz pretpostavku da se taj članak aktivira, koliko vojnika sutra izlazi na teren? Hvala.
Well, the mobilization of the armed forces has been in place for several months in Slovenia. The armed forces have been since the start of this huge migration flow cooperating with the police along our border, and this is nothing special. The armed forces play a role also in Austria, in Hungary, in Italy, for instance. Italians have deployed their armed forces to the Slovenian border. Armed forces are helping in other countries as well, within the democratic system, of course. So the members of the armed forces are already there, present in the field. They cooperate with the police, and this is something normal in such circumstances, not only in Slovenia, but also in other countries. We can see that also our neighbors are doing exactly the same. But this additional mobilization of the armed forces on the basis of the new article, and the ministry has said that this new article is in accordance with the constitution. So this article makes it possible for the armed forces to direct certain flows of migrants on their own for a certain period of time. So if they come across a group of lost migrants in the middle of a field, for instance, or in some other circumstances, they provide security and safety to our citizens. So according to this new system, the members of the armed forces can do so even if the police officers are not present there with them. So the armed forces are a way of assistance, but they are really needed. Let us just imagine that you have 100, 200 migrants who are lost somewhere, who want to cross the green border, but there are no police officers there. But the armed forces are there. So now they have the powers to take this group and to bring them to the reception center and so on. So it's not military activities that we are talking about. It is the assistance that is provided to the police, and this is within the democratic system. And I believe that also in accordance with the constitutional order. So that's why we have decided to mobilize this system, because not only in Slovenia, but also in other countries, this assistance is required in a certain measure. Well, I cannot tell you the number now. The competent ministry will tell you about it, because this is an operational question once they see how many members of the armed forces they need. But this, of course, also depends on the situation in the field, or maybe we will also be able to withdraw this measure. But it says now that this has been adopted with a two-third majority of the members of our parliament. So two-third majority of all the present members of parliament is required to adopt this measure that can be in force for 3 months. So we have all these safeguards in place, and the main purpose is to assist the police officers in performing their tasks and to provide assistance to those people that find themselves in Slovenia. So, Mr. Prime Minister, you have said that the Constitution does not allow for intolerance and incitement to hatred and so on. So can you be more specific about which are the actors that do so at the moment? I'm time and again very disappointed when I see that somebody, for instance, incite hatred against religious groups, as we have seen twice in Ljubljana. I'm very much concerned when I see that somebody is inciting Slovenian citizens to hatred against different nations or different religions when there is no reason and there cannot be a reason. It's not just the constitutional norm, but also humanity that should be taken into account. And we are at the level of the development of civilization when we have to reject this. So if we have chaos, if there is no order, this would be favorable for somebody who would then think that they can assume power, because this is not a tool of democracy. We have elections to this end. In democracy, we have discussions in the parliament. We have a tolerant discussion in the media, with the help in the public, with the help of the media, but no incitement, no words, no cut of heads of animals strewn somewhere against a certain religious community. This should not be Slovenia. This government will take care of this and will not accept such incitement or intolerance. So this concludes our press conference because we are running out of time. Thank you.